Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we are diving into Essentialism by Greg McKeown. Published in 2014, this enlightening book propels you towards achieving more by focusing on less. McKeown, with his rich background as a management consultant for leading companies like Google, Facebook, and Apple, and his academic prowess from Stanford University, guides readers on streamlining their priorities to enhance productivity and fulfillment. Essentialism isn't just about getting things done, it's about getting the right things done. It provides actionable strategies to cut out the clutter from your daily routine, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. This approach helps in navigating the overwhelming noise of our modern lives and teaches you to make intentional decisions about where to spend your time and energy. If you often find yourself busy but not productive, or struggle to determine what your priorities should be, then Essentialism is tailored for you. It's a must-read for anyone looking to declutter their workload and focus on the tasks that genuinely contribute to their success and happiness. Join us as we explore how to transform the chaos of the everyday into the calm of living a truly purposeful life. Essentialism. Improve your life by only focusing on the essentials. Introduction. Discover the power of doing less. Learn why focusing on the essentials enhances your life. In our modern world, where opportunities abound, there's a common misconception that success and happiness stem from seizing everything on offer. This mindset leads many to jam-pack their schedules, attempting to do it all, be it all, and have it all. Yet there's a glaring truth we often overlook. It's simply impossible to achieve everything. We cannot master every discipline, own every sought-after gadget, or experience every adventure. Moreover, chasing after everything is not a recipe for happiness, but a guaranteed path to clutter, both physical and mental. Overstuffing our lives with unnecessary things and tasks doesn't enrich our lives. Instead, it drains our energy and dilutes our focus. Instead of succumbing to the appeal of more, we should pivot our approach and concentrate on less, but better. By identifying what is truly essential, we're empowered to eliminate the superfluous, clearing a path to maximize our effectiveness and enjoyment in what truly matters. In this exploration, you'll uncover actionable strategies that guide you in pinpointing the essentials in your life while shedding the non-essentials. This distilled focus not only declutters your environment, but also reinforces your mental and emotional resilience, enabling you to excel in your most important tasks. Expect to learn why it might be time to toss out that novelty t-shirt gathering dust in your wardrobe, the consequences faced by airlines when they attempt to offer everything, the surprising similarities between sleep-starved achievers and inebriated individuals. Embrace the principle of less but better and discover how streamlining your focus can profoundly transform your productivity and happiness. Part 1. Streamline your life with essentialism to enhance productivity and focus. It's a common struggle in our bustling lives to sift through a sea of tasks and determine which ones truly merit our attention and energy. Often, even after we attempt to prioritize, we find ourselves overwhelmed, juggling more than we can effectively handle. This constant state of busyness not only saps our productivity, but also our clarity. The good news? There's a transformative approach that can help us navigate through this clutter. Essentialism. Essentialism isn't just about doing less. It's about doing the right things and doing them well. It rests on 4 pivotal principles. 1. Prioritize quality over quantity. The essence of essentialism lies in relentlessly pruning the non-essential tasks and focusing intensely on the crucial few. This means not just doing less, but doing the best in what truly matters. 2. Embrace selective excellence. Reject the fallacy that more is better. Rather than dabbling superficially in various endeavors, essentialism teaches us to channel our resources toward areas where we can achieve significant breakthroughs. 3. Engage in continual self-assessment. Being an essentialist involves constant reflection and recalibration. It's about asking yourself repeatedly if your current focus aligns with your most impactful goals, and being ready to shift gears if it does not. 4. Implement decisively. Once you've identified the vital tasks, the next crucial step is execution. Implementing these choices without delay is key to reaping the benefits of essentialism. While the principles of essentialism might seem straightforward, applying them is often easier said than done. As we delve deeper, you'll discover just how challenging it can be to adopt an essentialist approach in a world that constantly pushes us towards more. By embracing essentialism, however, we can reclaim our time, focus, and perhaps most importantly, our sanity. Part 2. Overwhelm leads to lost autonomy. Understanding the consequences of forfeiting choice. Do you often find yourself saying, "I have to," instead of, "I choose to"? If so, you might be walking down the path of non-essentialism, a path where choices feel more like obligations, leading to a state of overwhelm. This loss of control over our decisions can lead us into a state of learned helplessness. In essence, learned helplessness occurs when we become so accustomed to feeling overwhelmed that we start to interact with our responsibilities in a passive manner. To paint a clearer picture, consider the term's origin, which stems from psychological experiments conducted with dogs. These dogs were exposed to electric shocks. Some could stop the shocks using a lever, others had non-functional levers, and a final group was not shocked at all. When later placed in a box where one side administered shocks and the other was safe, only the dogs that could previously control their situation, or who weren't shocked, actively moved to safety. The dogs with ineffective levers stayed where they were, unable to escape the shocks. This demonstrated their learned helplessness, a loss of agency, and belief in control over their situation. This concept echoes in human behavior as well. When we give up our ability to make independent choices, we essentially allow others to dictate our actions and decisions. Often, overwhelmed individuals respond in two ways. They either become passive and give up, or excessively active, seizing any opportunity that comes their way. It might seem that those who are overly active are not succumbing to learned helplessness. However, without making intentional choices about what is best for them, they are not truly exercising their power of choice. Instead, they are merely reacting. Ultimately, the power lies not within those who accept anything and everything, but in the hands of those who set the choices. By understanding the traps of overwhelm and learned helplessness, we're better equipped to reclaim our power of choice, focusing it effectively towards what genuinely aligns with our authentic desires and needs. Part 3. Master the art of less but better by embracing necessary trade-offs. Imagine being handed the opportunity to time travel and invest in a company destined for monumental success. Would you choose giants like IBM, Microsoft, or Apple? While these might seem like obvious choices, an unexpected competitor outperforms them all in terms of investment returns: Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines' remarkable success story encapsulates one of the core principles of essentialism: concentrating on doing a few vital things exceptionally well. Instead of offering an array of options like first-class seating or in-flight meals, Southwest focused solely on efficiently transporting passengers from point A to point B. By stripping down to these basic essentials, they not only carved a niche for themselves, but also demonstrated that simplicity could lead to monumental success. This focus requires a willingness to make tough trade-offs, a challenge that many find daunting. It's tempting to believe that we can manage everything. However, the real power lies in recognizing that trying to do it all often leads to doing nothing well. Consider the case of Continental Airlines, which, inspired by Southwest's success, launched Continental Light. Rather than truly committing to a simplified model, they half-heartedly attempted to maintain their standard offerings while also trying to compete in the no-frills budget category. This lack of commitment to essentialism led to operational inefficiencies and financial losses, demonstrating the pitfalls of failing to make decisive trade-offs. This story illustrates a critical lesson in embracing the principle of less but better. By understanding the importance of foregoing the non-essential to excel in what truly matters, we can avoid the traps that others have fallen into and stay true to the path of essentialism. In the forthcoming sections, we'll explore actionable strategies to help you return to or discover this path of focused effectiveness. Part 4: Create space for contemplation to distinguish the essential from the non-essential. In our always connected world, moments of boredom are rare. With smartphones and endless streams of digital content at our fingertips, we're seldom left seeking ways to fill time. While constant engagement might seem beneficial, there's an unexpected virtue in boredom. It can be incredibly conducive to clarity and creativity. To harness this benefit, it's crucial to intentionally carve out time in your daily schedule for solitude and reflection. This escape isn't about disengagement from responsibilities, but about creating a mental space where you can freely explore ideas, solutions, and strategies without distraction. This practice of setting aside regular periods for contemplation allows you to step back and examine the bigger picture of your life's direction. It's about identifying what truly matters by filtering out the trivial many from the vital few. This technique isn't new. It traces back to some of history's most brilliant minds, like Newton and Einstein, who famously retreated into periods of solitude to develop their revolutionary ideas. Many contemporary leaders and CEOs have adopted this strategy as well, incorporating significant blocks of unstructured time into their schedules. These intervals are not for idle thought, but for deep strategic thinking that can lead to more effective decision-making and clearer focus on one's goals. Moreover, maintaining an overview of the bigger picture ensures that day-to-day tasks do not obscure long-term objectives. A practical method to achieve this perspective is through journaling. However, instead of chronicling every detail of your day, the essentialist approach to journaling involves recording only what is most significant. This forces you to evaluate the importance of your daily activities and, over time, helps in painting a clearer picture of what is truly essential. By regularly engaging in this reflective practice, you not only refine your ability to identify what is most important, but also enhance your capacity to make impactful decisions that align with your overarching life goals. Part 5: Unlock higher creativity and productivity through play, and don't skimp on rest. It's common for adults to draw a distinct line between work and play, often relegating play to a category of trivial and unproductive activities meant only for entertainment. However, adopting such a viewpoint overlooks the significant benefits that play can offer, especially from an essentialist perspective. For those striving to discern what's truly important in their lives, play is not just a diversion, but a key to unlocking creativity. It serves this purpose in several ways. Play sparks the creation of new and unexpected connections between ideas. It acts as a powerful stress reliever, combating one of the biggest enemies of productivity. Play allows us to reevaluate priorities and enhances our ability to tackle tasks more effectively. This recognition of play's value is evident in the culture of innovative companies like Twitter, Pixar, and Google. These organizations encourage playfulness, be it through improv comedy workshops or eccentric office decorations, like a life-size dinosaur or collections of Star Wars memorabilia. Why? Because they understand that play nurtures an inspired and productive workforce. However, essential as play is, it should not overshadow the need for rest and sleep. Many fall into the trap of viewing sleep in the same light as they view play, as a luxury or a waste of time that could otherwise be spent productively. This outlook is fundamentally flawed. Adequate sleep exponentially increases our capacity to think clearly, forge connections, and maximize productivity during our waking hours. In fact, gaining an extra hour of sleep can enhance the next day's productivity much more significantly than stretching our working hours into the night. Research highlights the dramatic effects of sleep deprivation, equating the cognitive impairment from going 24 hours without sleep, or averaging only 4 to 5 hours a night, to the impairment experienced at a 0.1% blood alcohol level, the threshold for a DUI in many places. Incorporating sufficient play and rest into our routines isn't just beneficial, it's essential. By doing so, we not only enhance our well-being, but also boost our capacity to excel in the tasks that truly matter, fully embracing the essentialist way of life. Part 6. Embrace a ruthless approach to eliminate the non-essential. It's all too easy to fall into the belief that every task or item we own holds significant importance. This mindset often leads to clutter, not only in our physical spaces, but also in our schedules and minds. Consider a common scenario. You're organizing your closet for spring cleaning, determined to discard anything you haven't worn in ages. Initially, you're resolute. If I haven't worn it, it goes. Yet, as you sift through items, emotional attachments arise. Suddenly, you find excuses to keep things, like that howling wolf shirt you argue might come in handy someday. And just like that, your closet remains as overstuffed as before. So, how do you break free from this pattern? By setting stringent criteria for what qualifies as essential. One effective strategy is the 90% rule. Begin by defining the most crucial criterion for your decision. In the closet scenario, ask, "Will I ever wear this again?" Rate each item on a scale from 0 to 100 based on this criterion. Any item scoring less than 90, yes, even an 89, should be considered a no and removed from your closet. Another approach is the clear yes or no rule. List 3 must-have criteria for an item to remain, alongside 3 ideal attributes. If an item doesn't meet all 3 must-haves and at least 2 of the ideal criteria, it's time to let it go. Applying these stringent filters can help you clear out the non-essential more effectively. For instance, take that howling wolf shirt. Is it fashionable? Would you wear it regularly without feeling self-conscious? If you struggle to answer yes to these basic questions, it clearly doesn't meet the criteria. By consistently applying these principles, you can more effectively cut through the clutter of non-essential items and tasks, making room for what truly matters in your life. Part 7. Learn to decline non-essentials and strategically schedule the essentials. After identifying all the non-essential tasks or items cluttering your life, the real challenge begins. Decluttering your closet may be straightforward, but what happens when these decisions involve other people? The reluctance to say no often stems from a fear of appearing rude, a desire not to disappoint others, and concerns about harming relationships. Despite these fears, it's crucial to be selective and say no to tasks that don't align with your core objectives, reserving yes for the truly essential. To navigate this, try to decouple the decision from the relationship. While the discomfort of saying no might last momentarily, the consequences of agreeing to non-essentials can burden you for much longer. Remember, every time you fail to say no to a non-essential, you could be missing out on an opportunity that is genuinely important. Once you've mastered the art of refusal, it's time to focus on executing the essential tasks that remain. This begins with setting a clear, overarching goal, known as your essential intent. This goal should be both inspiring and concrete to guide your efforts effectively. For instance, aiming to end world hunger is undoubtedly noble but lacks specificity. However, setting a goal to build 150 sustainable, affordable homes in a specific area not only inspires, but also provides a tangible objective. To evaluate the clarity of your goal, ask yourself, How will I know when I've achieved it? If you can answer this with specifics, you're on the right path. This clarity not only aids in focusing your efforts, but also in measuring your progress towards truly impactful achievements. Part 8. Eliminate the unnecessary by letting go of failures and establishing clear boundaries. How often have you caught yourself continuing a fruitless endeavor simply because you had already invested in it? This common dilemma is known as the sunk cost bias. It's our tendency to continue pouring resources into a failing project due to the time, money, or effort we've already committed. Unfortunately, this only escalates the inevitable loss. An illustrative example of sunk cost bias is the Concorde jet project. Despite its groundbreaking engineering, the Concorde was not commercially viable, yet the British and French governments persisted with the project for 40 years, fully aware they were unlikely to recoup their massive investments. Breaking free from this cycle starts with acknowledging mistakes and being willing to walk away from them. If an initiative clearly isn't panning out, it's crucial to be brave enough to stop further losses and move on. In addition to recognizing when to quit, setting effective boundaries can prevent you from falling into such traps in the first place. Non-essentialists often view boundaries as limitations, but they can actually provide significant freedom. Consider a schoolyard adjacent to a busy street. Without a fence, children are restricted to a small safe area close to the building, and teachers constantly monitor to keep them away from traffic. However, if a fence were installed around the safe perimeter, teachers would worry less, and children could use the entire enclosed area for play, safely and freely. Boundaries, therefore, should not be seen as restrictions, but as liberating structures that help define how and where our energies are best invested. For example, setting clear separations between work life and personal life can enhance focus in both areas. Just as children might not enter your office, work should not invade your home life. By clearly defining these spaces, you not only enhance effectiveness, but also improve overall well-being. Part 9. Master what matters by clearing obstacles and planning proactively. Once you've embraced the essentialist philosophy, the critical final step is execution, which means not only identifying but actively eliminating factors that impede your progress. Consider this analogy. You're leading a troop of Boy Scouts on a hike to a campsite with the goal of arriving before dark. To keep the load fair, each scout carries an equal amount of provisions. However, you notice that the group is unevenly spread along the path due to varying walking speeds, with slower scouts lagging significantly behind. Initially, you might try non-essentialist solutions, such as frequent stops to allow everyone to catch up or rearranging the line so that slower scouts are at the front. Yet, these methods only address the symptoms of the problem, not the cause, and can slow down the entire group. The essentialist approach focuses on a more effective solution, redistributing the weight from the backpacks of slower scouts to those who can manage more. This action directly addresses the issue, enhancing the group's overall pace without unnecessary stops or rearrangements. Beyond solving immediate problems, essentialism also involves anticipatory planning. A common pitfall in both personal and professional contexts is the assumption that everything will go according to plan. Instead, an essentialist prepares for potential deviations from the plan. For instance, always allow a 50% time buffer beyond what you think a task might typically require. Whether it's the morning school run or an important work meeting, this buffer ensures that you have flexibility to manage unforeseen delays or issues without disrupting your schedule. By eliminating inefficiencies and planning with foresight, you not only ensure smoother execution of tasks, but also free up time and energy to focus on what truly matters. This strategic approach helps maintain momentum towards achieving your critical goals. Part 10. Embrace incremental progress, routine, and consistency in your essentialist journey. True success seldom occurs overnight. Instead, it's typically the result of building on small, steady steps that accumulate over time. This incremental approach not only maintains your momentum, but also boosts your confidence as you achieve one small win after another. These minor victories serve as benchmarks, helping you verify whether you're on the right path and making the necessary adjustments. While the prospect of taking gradual steps can sometimes be frustrating, the impact of these small actions can significantly reshape outcomes. Consider the case in Richmond, Canada, where the local police department shifted its strategy from implementing major legal reforms to focusing on minor, positive reinforcements. They began rewarding young people for good deeds, like disposing of trash properly, with small incentives such as movie tickets. This simple, incremental approach dramatically reduced the youth recidivism rate from 60 to 8% over a decade. However, achieving consistent success with this approach requires a disciplined routine. Routines help transform challenging tasks into second nature, aligning daily actions with your long-term goals. Take the example of Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. His coach instilled a daily routine of visualizing the perfect race every night before sleep and upon waking. This mental practice, combined with physical training, ingrained the ideal movements so deeply that they became automatic during competitions, leading Phelps to multiple Olympic victories. To integrate essentialism into your life effectively, consider developing a routine that mirrors this principle. Regularly assess your progress, celebrate small successes, and refine your approach as needed. This methodical progression not only makes daunting goals more achievable, but also embeds essentialist practices into your daily life, leading to lasting impact and fulfillment. Final summary. The core philosophy presented in this book is that in our cluttered and busy world, true effectiveness comes from focusing on the crucial few and neglecting the trivial many. Not everything in life holds equal importance, yet we often stretch ourselves too thin trying to accomplish everything. By honing in on what truly matters, adopting the principles of essentialism, and rejecting the non-essential distractions, we can enhance our productivity, achieve our goals, and lead a more purposeful and rewarding life. This involves deliberate choices that may sometimes be difficult, but ultimately lead to a more focused and fulfilling existence. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.